Well, when a family loses a son or a daughter, a child, they have many issues. They have to keep their own marriage together. They have to deal with the changes in the family. And one of those changes in the family is that there are siblings who have lost someone dear to them. I guess that's just part of the challenge of parenting, right?
Every time you parent a surviving sibling, you think of the child that died. And so it is very tedious to continue to parent after you lose a child. Now, there's another complication to all this, too. When a child dies, we've already talked about the parents becoming a victim as protectors and providers. So when it comes to parenting the surviving children, the parents become even more protective. If these children are older and they come in and talk to Dr. Canine, many times the children will say, Mom's just smothering me. Dad is smothering me. They won't let me do anything. And so what's happening there is the parent is trying to overcompensate and make sure that nothing happens to the surviving child, like they have some degree of control over it. And I'm sure as parents, we all believe that we have a little bit of control over our children, depending on their age. But it is a very tedious task to parent the surviving children. I want to say one more thing about this. If it happens to be a twin, in other words, a twin dies and a twin survives, then I've had parents say it's almost impossible. Mm-hmm. Because every day they look at that twin, especially if it's an identical twin, they look at that twin and they think of the child that has died.
Well, that's an extreme example. I must say, I had two daughters. The other one doesn't live with me because she's grown. But every time you see her or I see her or I think about her, it's a constant reminder. So I would imagine with children in the family, every time a parent sees any of the children, it's a constant reminder that one of them is missing.
Yes. And when you have holidays and you have special event days and the family gets together, there's always that hole. The family is out of balance. There's something wrong here.
Being a good parent is never easy, but it's never a reason not to try and be a good parent.